to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Chester.
I am Ryan.
My name is Jerk!
Yeah! Oh, that was the loudest intro we've ever done.
Extreme jerking!
Yeah, Jose, that's even louder than Trials.
Not with more doo-doo!
I'm just embracing it now.
I almost did. I almost brought back Seamus O'Marley for that, but
you should have.
We just did it 2 weeks ago, so I didn't want to bring him back too soon.
Why would you let it die?
Then
it's going to happen like this.
Oh, I'm Seamus O'Marley. Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming.
We look like straight retards.
We are straight retards.
Yeah.
Emphasis on straight.
Oh, okay, of course. You can't be a gay retard.
No, that's against God.
That's a gay-tard.
A gay-tard.
Dude, you look gay-tard. Who's that on? Brian Posehn. Go look that shit up. Hey, turn that shit down.
I'm working on it.
Jesus. Loud-ass Irish
time.
Punk music.
It takes time.
Gotta let it get into you. Who is that?
I love Irish
Dropkick
punk
Murphys.
Music.
Dropkick Murphys, yes. If you've watched Departed,
the Murphs.
You know the Dropkick Murphys. Because everybody dies and everybody's shipping out to Boston.
I haven't watched.
You've never watched The Departed?
Nah, actually,
everybody dies.
I've heard everybody dies.
Yeah,
it's like Shakespeare with Jack Nicholson,
who also dies.
Yeah, but everyone dies in Shakespeare.
Well, that's being kind of general. That's like saying everybody dies in a.
You can't think of anything else, can you?
Well, no. Who's the director? It wasn't.
Game of Thrones. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
It's a typo negative song called Everyone Dies.
No, I just can't think of who made. Oh, no, it was Scorsese.
Everything dies.
No. Okay, that's like saying a Scorsese
not
flick. That's like saying everybody
lives.
Dies in Scorsese. When that's
but
not true.
It's not true.
Well, but in The Departed, you said everybody dies in Shakespeare. That'd be like saying everybody dies in Scorsese.
Yeah. Who's Cyclone 327?
I don't know. Why does Dirk have to be such a dick about it?
I believe that's. Not Ross. It's probably
it's Corey.
It's Corey.
Is it Corey? Hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey. Hey, guy.
Hi, guy.
Glad to have you here.
So,
Merry Christmas.
Let's get on with our lives.
No, I refuse to.
All right. So, what game are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about Assassin's Creed Rogue today.
What episode is this?
That is a good question. Is this 40?
41?
41.
Jesus.
This show is as old as I am. Two. It's 2 years old.
In show years. It's like dog
That's
years,
old.
not quite.
41.
Anyway.
Over the hill.
Yeah, we're talking about Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Assassin's Creed Rogue.
As Ryan would say, never played it.
Never played it.
Except I'm the only one who could actually.
Actually, out of all the games we've done on this entire show, except for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, this is the game I played the most.
Really?
I think I'm like 80%.
More than Black Flag?
Yeah.
Black Flag?
A lot more than Black Flag because I don't have to dive in this one.
Like
I don't have to worry about sharks in this one.
How do we not put a Black Flag song on our Black Flag episode?
I wondered about
How
that.
How do we not put another motherfucking snake on our motherfucking
flag?
Because we're not doing Black Flag.
We're not
doing
it now.
Time machine in here to take us back in time.
To have sex on Hitler's corpse.
On top of Hitler's corpse with Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein. Got Batman on the brain.
Hashtag Twitter accounts that I've abandoned. Vincent Time Machine.
Hey, I still got it. I'm still logged in constantly as Vincent Time Machine. Nothing
you should probably post something.
Are you?
I don't know, because all I really think of is insensitive and probably borderline racist.
Things you wish you could take
Why
back.
Why am I not posting on it?
Yeah, that should,
I don't
that,
know.
You know.
That's
that,
just pretty much me all the time.
No, that should be Vincent Time Machine's, like, M.O.?
What, just to be racism? To be insensitive and borderline
to
racist?
To say things that you wish you could go back in time and change.
Can I have some beer?
Ryan,
to say things in a timely manner?
No. That would be hopefully our conversation that we have constantly for this episode. Anyway, yeah, we're talking about Rogue. It's kind of a prequel. It's a prequel
to Assassin's Creed 3.
Here's the thing with the Assassin's Creed thing.
But it's a sequel to Black Flag, which is 4.
But it's also a sequel to Unity.
It's a prequel to Unity.
Prequel to Unity.
Mm-hmm. The epilogue ties
into So it's a prequel to everything.
No, because it's not back in Altair's time.
But it's after Black Flag. It's a sequel to Black Flag?
Sequel to Black Flag.
But a prequel to 4.
Prequel to 3.
To 3.
Black Flag is 4.
Oh, God.
It's a mindfuck.
Oh. Wait. So, okay, Black Flag. So, I would say that Ubisoft did was a nice little wedge of There was the original Assassin's Creed, which kind of stood on its own. And then they had the...
Where did it stand?
Off in the medieval times.
I remember that game.
And then, well, because nobody played that game.
I don't acknowledge its existence.
It was during the... That time period?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And then they had the...
Brain fart.
Then they had the Ezio trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were done with that, they had to pick it up, and they came out with 3. And they were like, oh, this kind of sucks. So they came out with Assassin's Creed 4, and then Rogue kind of like bookended it. That was the, we'll call it, what would you call it? Like the high seas adventure? Or would you call it like the colonial?
Well, it takes place during the Seven Years' War between England and France.
Which fell on?
What? It was right after the American Revolution. Right before the French Revolution.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, right there, sandwiched between the it's a revolution sandwich.
Sandwiched.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Sounds like a frog really sandwich good. To me.
Sounds like it would change.
Put some spicy mustard on there and be delicious.
Yeah. Did you just wink?
I did wink.
I don't know if how can you tell Chester winks? He's always like one, just like kind of.
Because I squint all the time.
Squinty? Yeah, always.
Because
I think I have some Mongolian. I think I have some Mongolian heritage because I squint so much.
I memorized his facial features and I can tell when they change dramatically, like when he winks.
Welcome to Shitty Rock. Yeah, and for a guy who can't see, he's just like, are you squinting?
Are your eyes closed?
A little bit more.
Did you get a haircut?
Mm-mm. Anyway,
I know what my best friend looks like.
So we would also. It's so quiet.
It is so quiet.
So quiet.
Yeah, I cut it by 10 decibels. Fuck you.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Good.
That's all you get.
Oh, he found a way.
Life finds a way. Anyway, so no, Assassin's Creed Rogue. It actually, what you said, it should be. It was the downloadable content. For Assassin's Creed 4, what you wanted. But at the same time, it is...
That I paid for. I paid for a fucking season pass. All I got was the Underwater Railroad, which takes place between Black Flag and Rogue.
Ooh, hey-o.
We can get into that more later. But I paid fucking $20 for a season pass, got one DLC.
One not even good DLC.
Not even good. It was pretty. It was like three couple hours. Side
missions. How many DLCs you got for the Borderlands pre-sequel?
Shut up. I didn't even finish that game.
Neither have I. We need to get back on it. Anyway.
But now that we've teased your little nipples, let's go talk about some gaming news.
Well,
let's abandon Assassin's Creed to talk about game news.
Yay! All right, so
let's not even come back to it.
I ran into this earlier today. The Mad Catz... It's the new gaming controller.
I gotta see this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I put a link in there for you guys. It is apparently gonna transform the it's gonna be, I guess, the...
Oh, it's an Engage.
Yeah, it's basically a controller you can use on any of your tablets, any of your smartphones, but they want $300
fucking dollars.
You go
home and search
for
this shit every single day, don't you?
No.
Tablet controllers.
There are cheaper tablet controllers out there for the... Apparently, it'll hook up to a TV.
And apparently, it turns into a dildo. Look how long those hand holds things are.
It transforms.
This is outrageous.
It does look kind of like a transformer.
Mad Catz. I thought they just made like cheap, generic like knockoffs from the OEM controller.
Maybe. I don't really know. Yeah, but they have. Yeah, no, they totally have. Like, they have always been the kind of like the cheap solution to, you know what, I really do want a first party controller, but for the Wii, like Mad Catz was the only one making like Wii controllers. Mad Catz didn't make any Xbox 360 controllers because Microsoft put a
patent on it.
Yeah. So anyway, this thing is supposed to be, you're going to pay $300 for...
Dude, it extends so you can put it around your tablet.
No, who cares? That's not so. It costs more than your tablet.
Well, now I want one. No, I don't, because I don't know. No,
I want a controller. Fuck the tablet.
Yeah, I just want it because it looks like it would turn into a dildo.
I just want to, you know, can I hook it up to anything? Can I hook it up to my shoe?
It's long.
You probably could. I mean, it looks a lot like...
It looks like that transformer that turns into a radio.
Oh, Soundwave?
But when it's in its transformer mode, it's all silvery and gangly.
Nah. Anyway.
It's ridiculous.
It's on the website for They're legitimately asking $300. Like, no bullshit. Like, they had a full meeting and a full design thing.
I bet they've already sold a million of them.
No. It's pre-order. I really wish that I could see.
I'm not pre-ordering shit.
Ever again.
Ever
right?
again.
We have an accord. Fantastic.
And that's not just coming from the high seas that you've been sailing on road, right?
No.
Mm-mm. We have an accord. Anyway, as much as I really want a Bluetooth controller, and if you look at this, I think it turns into a drone that will fly away.
Probably.
Dude, this thing has more bells and whistles. It better.
It will fly back to the creators.
Does it come with a phone? I don't really understand. It's got a little pad. This is terrible, man.
I don't know. It looks like there's too much shit going on there.
It folds up.
Do you also, does it...
Is
does
it made of metal?
Build wrist strength because it looks like you could squeeze it?
Yeah, no, it's probably got like little
little spring-loaded.
Just like little things that they're resistant.
Maybe it has haptic feedback.
No, you guys have to... If you guys are on the GameStop site right now, which we will post... Mm-hmm. I'll post a link to the GameStop site. You have to click on the link from the GameStop site to go to Mad Catz. I might even just post that up there. This thing looks like it looks like a tech demo that Michael Bay would have seen for his Transformers movie.
It looks like it's out of a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, like this could be Megatron. Like,
you guys probably didn't see the last Transformers movie.
Oh, God, no. I watched the first one. Why would I watch any other one?
There was like this weird little obnoxious robot that could transform into cell phones and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
That's pretty much what I said.
What? No, you said Soundwave.
No, I said the weird little one that turns into a radio. I don't think that thing was Soundwave. If it was, then he failed.
Well, Soundwave in the last movies was actually a satellite.
But Soundwave was the guy who had the tape deck that popped out.
I'm talking about on the movie, the one that...
Well, you got to be more specific,
wasn't that like on Air Force
Man.
One or something?
I don't know. Soundwave was a giant tape deck that walked
around.
But on the movie, it was three stories tall that we never talked about.
Hit the eject button and the cat thing would...
Yeah, or the bird.
On the movie, it only turned into like a little boombox. And like made that weird noise. It didn't really talk or anything.
No.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's the one I was talking about.
Turned into a cell phone at one point.
That's stupid. I hate that thing.
I think it replaced Megan Fox's cell phone.
It just replaced Megan Fox. Nobody noticed.
Well, Megan Fox's acting and personality.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Robotic.
You know what? I kind of want this to be a cheaper version because it looks like it's the answer that I've been bitching about for like the controller for like all of your tablet or phone devices. Take all that bullshit off screen, make this like the gaming peripheral for your phone, but not for $300. Not like this.
Not like this.
You may take this body, but it will not be me. It will not be me. Anyway, so that's the one little piece of gaming news that I brought. What did you guys get here?
I don't know. Who put up CES?
Oh, yeah. See, I put that up there, too.
And the archive.
The only thing I saw about CES was it's all about wearable shit. Wearable tech.
What is CES?
Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, okay.
Dude, okay, so we have the top 10, or maybe it's top 12.
Wearable electronics? You mean like a jacket that dries itself?
You know, like the Fitbit and that new Samsung watch.
Drying.
The stupid shit you don't need because you already know that you're moving.
Wait for it.
You moved. Like, I moved.
The hoverboard.
Was it there?
The hoverboard.
No, did you guys know that was
pretty awesome?
Yeah,
no,
like a year ago.
Did you guys hear? No, the Kickstarter?
Oh, they're making a Kickstarter?
Oh, no. It's already funded.
Good. I'll never get one.
Oh, no, you won't because you didn't back it by $10,000.
Maybe I did.
Anyway, so they have a couple cool things in here. I don't know. They have the Sony 4K. Action cam. I mean, apparently everything's just going to getting more and
more
HD.
Did you see the TV?
I did not. Is it humongous?
It's one of those big ass. Oh, it's a monitor. I think big ass wraparound 4K monitor.
Nah.
Completely
okay.
Not needed.
We'll never. I want things that are obtainable to me.
Well, then get yourself some wearable tech.
Well,
because that's the new hot.
No, because right here I got a Samsung Flex Dual. It says it's a Flex Duo Dual Door Oven.
What?
Yeah. Apparently.
What does it do?
Apparently, it cooks things on two levels.
So, like any other dual oven.
It just said Flex Duo Dual Door Oven.
Wi-Fi tea kettles. To electric roller skates.
Finally.
Why not? Why not?
Finally.
Why does your teacup need Wi-Fi?
Dude, you're looking at the $20,000 2K flexible OLED.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
You need that.
I do not need that. I need a car. I need a car that drives.
What were you talking about? The tea kettle. See, sometimes when the whistle goes off to tell you that your water's hot, sometimes it's just not good enough.
You need your phone
because you're so immersed in Trivia Crack that you had no idea what's going on around you.
You're playing Trivia Crack with your $300 controller.
By the way, is your wife getting really upset yet that she can't beat me?
My wife is cheating her ass off at that.
And she still can't beat me.
Which is fantastic. No, she stopped challenging you because she can't beat you.
She's such a sore loser.
No. So this morning, I didn't have to work today, but I woke up when she woke up and I was making her breakfast. And from the bathroom, I hear, "How many players does the baseball team have?" What?
Yeah, what?
Huh?
How many players does the baseball team have? What? Why do you want to know that? I just need to know, Dirk.
Time's
running out.
Is there a bomb on the toilet?
So text your brother-in-law, because I don't know.
It's not. No, I know, because I had this drilled in my head.
Between 8 and 30. Well, pick one.
No, and then I told her, I'm like, it was just like, because I'm concentrating on eggs and bacon, okay? That's from down the hall, I hear like, ah! And I immediately tune it out. So as soon as I tell her, I'm like, 9 players. And then I'm like, you cheating bitch! I'm like, was that for your game?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, don't judge me. And then she just, like, closes the bathroom door and turns on the hairdryer.
So I know that it has nothing to do with this, but it is a game, right? Trivia Crack. I beat my brother yesterday in one round. You can't win in the first round. You can only get 3 things. So I missed the first question, and then the next round I got all 6 of my crowns, I guess. Like, they're like cheeses. It's pretty much Trivia Pursuit.
Uh-huh.
So that was my new high. He's like, what level are you? Are you 29 yet? I'm like, bitch, I'm 42. It's like, oh.
So
like,
you.
I've seriously lost like 6 times. These questions are ridiculously easy.
I know.
I need a harder trivia.
Laurel asks me all the time. And I tell her, and she still hasn't beaten you.
That's what I don't get. Like Nicole would be like, how many players are on a football team? Like, have you never heard the term the 12th man? is the person that's not on the field, the crowd.
I will tell you. That
means there's
11. That game pissed me off so much, I deleted it within 3 hours of it being on
my phone. That's because we were having a party, and everyone was just like,
I was so pissed off about that shit. Anyway.
We should have just played Trivial Pursuit as a group.
Anywho, fuck that. Now, okay, so the next thing I have on here is thearchive.org. This is pretty fucking awesome.
I've tried to play some of those games, and it's not as awesome as...
So the archive.
So the archive.org is a MS-DOS software library that has so many cool games.
Well, they're all browser-based, too. You play them in Java.
Which you tried to do
I actually think
you tried to play at work, yes, and it did not work out for me.
I had the same problem. When we were going to do Oregon Trail, I think I tried to play Oregon Trail on there. And really? I couldn't get it to work right.
Wait a second here, Ryan.
You want to talk to Ross?
No. I want you... Oh, there is no Sim Ant.
We did find...
There's no Sim Ant? Why would I even want to play it?
You said you love Sim Ant.
Well, I know, but why would I want to go on this website now if I can't play my favorite game of all time?
I don't... There's
next to Excitebike.
For Sim City.
So this tea kettle...
Just still looking at the tea kettle? The Wi-Fi tea kettle?
This app-enabled teapot offers temperature controls... And pre-boil options via your smartphone.
Oh, so you can have tea ready when you get home.
Jesus Christ.
Don't they already have ovens with Wi-Fi?
Well, does it fill itself up with water?
No, you got to fill it up with musty water.
It is the most British teapot we've ever seen.
So stupid.
I can't wait to get home and have a hot pot of tea.
You know what I hate about getting home? It's the 10 to 15 minutes that it takes for me to make a spot of tea.
I can boil water in seriously like 45 seconds.
And Benedict
I have a crappy electric stove. Assholes.
Oh my god.
Do you see anything else on there?
3D printer that can print cookies.
Wait, edible cookies?
Yep.
Food, wonderful food. Have you seen those commercials? Because they make me want to punch my TV.
I don't have cable.
No, I don't have cable either. They're always on. This little fucking kid is like...
It 3D prints raw cookies. You still have to bake them.
No, you don't.
Motherfucker with
eggs?
Or
you can just eat the...
But can you cook them over Wi-Fi?
Is it
via your phone?
Yeah.
Is it made with raw eggs so my mom would come in, you can't eat that. You'll die from salmonella.
No, you won't.
How many players are on a baseball team?
So she reminds you of your mother.
Which one?
Both. Your mother and your wife.
Whatever.
Both remind you of your mother.
Hey, did you guys know there's a Disney's DuckTales Quest for Gold on DOS?
No.
I did notice that on the game list there.
That's pretty awesome. You got some Frogger.
I'm guessing you quest for gold.
Woo.
Ooh.
Well, isn't that... Okay, if
it's got Scrooge
listen,
and Glum
if,
gold
if Scrooge McDuck wakes up and does anything, it's a quest for gold.
Right, you gotta get that Skrilla.
Yeah, you gotta get that Skrilla.
He puts his pants on just like the rest of us.
He doesn't wear
not
pants.
At all. He doesn't put them
not
on.
Not at all. Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Puts them on one tail at a time.
So
none of us have to throw that shit in there.
You don't leave the house with pants on.
Well, I did show up at Chester's house at 4 in the afternoon, and he was still wearing his pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And
which I only put on because I heard someone knocking at the door.
That's why I wondered why it took you so... Hey, by the way, I went to John's house for the first time today, and I thought I was at the wrong house until I heard a... knock on the door, fucking just waiting there. About to text him, I just hear a... just this deep grumble from the troll within.
Okay. Anyways.
Oh, that was for you.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You just blew it
but
off.
I already know how he is. I don't... Okay. For the you two, actually, that are on the channel right now, John was that really big guy that was way too drunk out at SGC.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so if you all haven't been on the internet in the past 3 days...
Me.
Yeah.
It's me.
There have been apparently some major Arkham Knight spoilers, maybe.
Like leaked or...
Yeah, so Amazon in the UK put up the...
Does he fight the Joker in this one?
The special edition.
That'd
the
be different.
Limited edition, whatever, mm-hmm. for pre-order. Well, if you zoom in really close, there's a statue of Batman, and down at the bottom of the statue, it says...
Do the voice.
I lost it. From a grateful city in memory of the Gotham Knight.
Implying that he's dead?
Implying that Batman is dead.
Oh.
They took it down. They took it down and it just says the Dark Knight on it now. They took the other part off.
Oh, wow.
Because, it made it on the internet quick. Lickety split.
Of course, yeah.
Of course it did.
Mm-hmm.
But so who knows? I mean, is Batman going to die or isn't? Well, no, that's the Arkham Knight, right? Is the metal Batman.
Well, no, I think he's going to be a villain. Like, he is a villain.
Evil? But they think he might also be a playable character at some point. I've heard some rumors
metal
about
Batman?
That. Yeah.
That would be... That's Azrael.
Is it, though?
No, I think that we already talked about this. The metal Batman in the Arkham Knight is not Azrael.
Okay.
It is actually a different... They kind of shied away from that. So,
it's
yeah.
It's Mecha Batman?
Yeah, it's Mecha Godzilla
Well,
Batman.
They'll do... They probably have, like, you know, a three-part... game like they had in the movie where Batman dies along with Bruce Wayne while mm-hmm. he disappears and him and Catwoman wound up at a
having tea with their Wi-Fi teapot in Paris. Cool. So that could be, I mean, it could have been a major spoiler. It'll probably be like that. You'll pretend he's dead.
Okay, but here's
then Rocksteady will be done with the license and then someone else will go back to making
Batman
games.
I don't really
games.
Care because like
Bebop, maybe.
You can only kill characters so many times, man. Like, okay, so they killed Robin. They brought him back.
A different Robin.
They didn't kill Robin.
No,
they
did bring
him back.
He came back as the Red Hood.
The original Robin is still alive.
Yeah,
he's Nightwing now.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's Nightwing. So they kind of erased their... Like, remember that guy that we killed because you guys phoned in and told us to kill him because we did that for our comic book? Nah, he's not dead. So he's a different guy. They'll just keep. It's a soap opera. It's like
what about
it is,
Wolverine?
Yeah, well,
he's been dead this whole time.
What?
Yeah, Wolverine's been dead for a while, a year or so, maybe longer.
What?
I heard they were about to kill him off. I didn't know they already had.
Wolverine's been dead for a while.
You can't kill Wolverine.
They're actually about to kill Deadpool.
Wolverine lost his ability to regenerate and started aging.
When did this happen?
From that point,
like a year ago, at least.
In the new comics,
yes. They killed Wolverine.
That's not what I meant to push. It was this.
He hasn't come back yet. I'm sure he'll come back because, I mean, they killed Captain America and he came back.
Well, no, because, okay, this is what pissed me off. Okay, that's way too long. You're so right.
Long.
No. They, okay, you They did this to me when I was in fucking junior high. They fucking ripped the antimanium off of animanium mm-hmm.
Adamantium. Think of adamant.
Adamantium. They ripped it off his bones, and that crushed me because, I had a friend. We'll call him a friend. He was more of an acquaintance, more of a kid that lived next to a friend of mine. He was like,
I never met him.
Oh no, he was like the
me neither.
He was like the worst weird kid ever. But he's the one. No, he's the one who like drove home how strong adamantium was.
It's very strong.
How strong is this make believe metal?
It's very
strong. Well, that's the thing.
It's
like, you know,
is it stronger than mithril? Because I don't.
I've heard it's indestructible. Than mithril.
Well, anyway, so after
is it stronger than vibranium?
Or what about unobtainium?
Anyway, so he drove all this shit in my head, and then the first comic book that I legitimately buy, Magneto rips the animanium off of Wolverine's fucking bones. You're like, what is this shit? Yeah. So like,
but hey, the adamantium held up, didn't it?
It sure did. Like, it was just liquid as shit. It probably sat there in a gob. Oh no, because that's when Professor X stole Magneto's mind. So it probably sat there uncleaned up for a while.
Mm-hmm. That's his trophy.
What, the No. Yeah. Magneto is brain dead, so nobody's there to direct the cleaners to pick up the pool of unbreakable metal.
Did
it fuse to the station? Nobody asks these questions.
These are the burning questions.
These are the important questions.
What happens here? Anyway, let's go back to this. Wolverine's dead?
Wolverine's fucking dead. God damn it.
Well, okay, now you have to explain this to me. No.
Hey, they can kill Superman.
Wolverine. No, they didn't, because fuck that. They did that too. They tried to kill Batman. They broke his back and all that bullshit. Why is Wolverine dead? Why is one of my favorite characters dead?
I haven't read it yet.
Swear to me.
I still got like this weird manga that the kid gave me that I got to read. This thick and backwards.
And upside down and backwards.
Upside down, just backwards.
No, it is.
It's not upside down.
It is. I just
if
looked
it was
at
upside
it.
Down and backwards,
then it would just be,
it would
right,
just
side
be right side up.
Because then you could just flip it upside down, turn it over, and then just read it left to right like a normal book.
Yeah, you can.
Every book is upside down and backwards.
You just flip it over.
You just flip my mind over and start it at the back.
It's right. It's right here, isn't it? No, it's up on the counter. Yeah, go ahead and get it. Go ahead and run the show while you go out there and be right.
Bye, Dirk.
So tell me about the Star Wars theory.
So someone posed a question. if Vader had never gone to Tatooine, if Leia hadn't, you know, crashed, landed, whatever, if that hadn't happened on Tatooine, would Obi-Wan have ever gone to Luke Skywalker to train him?
I don't think he would have. He was only there
so
just in case.
So that started the line of thinking, like...
backwards.
No.
Why?
No, go ahead.
It started this line of thinking, like, they really didn't try very hard to hide Luke. They didn't change his name. He's living with Anakin's uncle. Like they didn't try to hide him at all. Mm-hmm. So that leads to the line of thinking like, oh, well, I guess maybe he was bait. They were trying to lure Vader there so Obi-Wan could kill him once and for all.
Master Vader.
But because Obi-Wan didn't change his name either.
Did they know that he was still alive? I think it's fair to think that Obi-Wan thought he was dead. He left him in that volcano.
No, Obi-Wan is the one. Thing. Oh, he thought Vader was dead?
Yeah.
No, he knew Anakin was still alive.
Did he?
He had to have.
No, he knew Vader was still alive, is what you were saying. Not Anakin.
Because he told Luke, like, yeah, Vader is...
But
Vader,
yeah, that was how many years later?
Anakin.
I mean, he probably heard through the grapevine. It was like, ah, shit. I should have.
I mean, I think it's an interesting line of thinking. Like, you know what? They really didn't try very hard to hide the fact that Luke was still alive. You know, living on Tatooine.
I don't know. I think that's a good theory.
Yeah. Well, that was maybe. All. I just but thought it was why, interesting. You wanted like, to know all about it. Now
he's
coming
like
at me.
No, I just want to argue against that. He's like 60. What is he going to do? Vader's half robot.
He's Ben Kenobi.
Whoopty shit.
He's a
He
badass.
Stood there and got his punk ass cut in half.
Well, he kind of just...
cut in half.
Evaporated.
Well, yeah, after he got cut in half.
Yeah, well, he cut off Vader's legs.
He turned into laundry.
Left him to burn. He turned it. He did. And just wait. It was time for a rinse cycle.
I don't know. You guys are killing me.
So tell me about this manga here.
All right. So if reading a normal, I'm holding it up for the viewers at home.
Okay.
If reading it from left to right, the way that you read this, notice how it's upside down.
It's not upside down.
It is upside down. See how it's upside down?
If you try to read it left to right.
If you try to read it left to right. So you would have to flip it upside down and read it backwards.
Such a retard.
Or no, you no, just no, hold no, it right no, side up and it read right it backwards. Side up,
read it right. There you go. Now turn it around. It's backwards.
You just read it. You just hold it right side up and read it backwards.
Please don't throw that at it. It costs like $30.
All Japanese books are printed right to left. Yeah. All Japanese books are printed right to left.
It was upside down. No, because right he's here. Upside
Stop.
Down.
This is the back of the book.
Oh, wait, that's the back of the book?
Yeah. Right here. The front, where we would normally be, is the back.
That's the end of the book.
It goes this way.
Oh.
You read right to left in Japan.
Science.
Right?
Did you just learn that? You didn't know that?
It makes reading hentai manga very difficult to do.
Yeah,
Why would you read that shit?
It's violent as shit.
Well, because I picked it up and I was looking at it, I'm like, this is stupid. I have to read this upside down and backwards. But apparently my brain was like, retard.
upside down and backwards.
The first page is he's fucking a chick, and then she turns into, of course, a tentacle demon. And then naturally. I open to a random page in the middle, there's a dude getting cut in half. I'm like, all right, I'll probably read this.
Nice. And you're working with people that are like, no, dude, totally check this out.
Well, because I was reading those Batman books at work.
Batman is nothing like that.
It really is.
Remember that time when Batman was like fighting the Joker and the tentacle demon fucking went up his nose and came out his dick hole?
We started talking about Cross.
Yeah, I remember that.
Cross was pretty violent. It was uber violent. And he's like, oh, you should read this one. I'm like, all right, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Also, hey, I want to tell you, I got to season one, episode like 20 or like 17 or something of the Justice League. It's starting to get pretty good. Like the Legend one actually like wrote me in where they went to the parallel universe.
Yeah. Oh, with the Justice Lords.
Yeah. No. It was the What was it? It was the Justice Heroes or something like that.
Oh, like the old comic book ones?
Yeah, where it was like they were all like
Justice
camp.
Squad or
yeah,
they?
Something
they were,
like that.
I don't remember, yeah.
It was really campy, but no, that was the episode where it got me. I was like, I'm in for this because it was the parallel universe about them writing it in the 40s and that's when it stopped when the world was fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm in for the Justice League.
Wait till you get to Justice League Unlimited. Or whatever. Then
well, here's what I want to know. How many seasons of the Justice League are there?
I think there's two.
Well, thank God, because there's fucking a shitload of episodes in the first season.
Yeah, there is. Close to 30.
Well, they're all two part too. It's like season like part one. Like we knew this. We knew this shit was gonna happen. Hot girl still not naked.
Who?
Hot girl.
Hawk. Yeah, I think it's hot girl.
Hot girl.
She never gets naked.
Hot girl get naked?
No.
In the face? I hope she does.
She does. She takes her mask off in the next in Unlimited.
God damn it. Anyway.
Is she
gorgeous.
No, she looks like a bird. She takes off the mask. She's so...
She's got the beak.
She's just she not an actual
like
mask.
She the
just...
Assassin's Creed. Like, I can't do it.
It's not bad.
Not that was actually just wind kind of sucking past something I didn't mean to do. And a terrible Mega Man figure. No link. No
where
nothing.
Where did you find this terrible Mega Man figure?
On Kotaku.
So go to Kotaku right now.
Kotaku.com/ the worst Mega Man box art makes for the best action figure.
Lies.
And it is glorious. Made it looks by, like,
pretty amazing.
It looks like me dressed as Mega Man box art.
Like, made by first of all, do a Google image search for the Mega Man 1 box art. It is so fucking terrible. And then somebody made an action figure out of this.
I can't believe it took this long. It took like 30 right? years for someone to think of like, wow, I need to make that. It's awful.
It is so funny.
I want it. I want so actually funny. like a 3-foot tall version of it. I'm going to put it in front of my door and scare
people
as they walk
in. Why don't you just fucking dress
in.
Up in a yellow suit?
That's a Wolverine costume.
It looks like it. I like it.
It's well done.
He's got tight.
No, he's got giant, like, fat guy pecs. Like, I used to be a bodybuilder.
Like, it looks like the upper half of a gorilla. He's like Gorilla Grodd in, like, spandex.
And he looks confused. He's like, huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? What?
It's so funny.
We'll try to post that up on the write-up if you guys want to go over there and see it.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
We might throw it in our Facebook page. We should probably do that.
Mayhaps.
Let's make that our new image for our Facebook
page. Well, Chester, you are our new... Yeah, can you take down... Why did you put that as our Facebook
page? I figured I'd put whatever episode cover art we used as a cover photo for our Facebook
page. Oh, okay. I thought you just liked it. I'm like, that was a poor choice.
Nope, it's a terrible photo, but I figured each week I would update it.
Thank you. I worked long. I worked hard. Put that up there.
Huh.
It's hard to be me. Anyway, we are talking about something...
Near and dear to my heart. And probably Chester's, too.
Absolutely. I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan.
I am also a big Assassin's Creed fan. If you couldn't tell by the huge flag in my back room, didn't see it. No, not that one. But I also like pirates, too. So this is a perfect mix.
Pixel pirates.
Pixel. Nah.
We should have done On a Boat.
We should. I was singing that song this morning.
Oh, yeah.
No reason.
Dude, every time I hop on a boat in this game, which has been once.
That should be one of the sea shanties.
Yeah, I was like, I'm on a boat, motherfucker. This is real as it gets.
Never thought I'd be on a boat.
How would you like sea shanty status?
Yo,
like,
ho, I'm on a boat.
Yeah, it'd start off like a...
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Anyway... So, I will admit, first and foremost, what do you got there?
I'm busy.
You good?
Hey, don't break that fucking glass. It's my favorite glass.
Okay, well, sorry.
Break it.
I should do it. I really wanted to play this game all the way through. Really wanted to put as much time as I could into this game. And I didn't because I was playing a game called 2003 Chevy S10... Truck Repair Simulator.
That was way better than 2002.
No. It's actually a great. It's a great little simulator. It comes with the real costs of all the parts, the real oil and transmission.
That's
fluid.
The DLC.
Did you pay for microtransactions?
I actually did. It's got like
microtransmission.
Well, it's got a. It's what is it called? Not a class system, but like a good evil system or a.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? To where the evil, what is it?
Auto repair.
Yeah, the evil mechanic is like, you need a $3,000 transmission, and then your friend is like, oh no, we can probably do this for fucking $100, and you're like, oh, which one am I gonna do? and then you wind up spending 7 hours.
Like Telltale game.
Yeah,
the mechanic will remember your decision.
Yeah, he will. He can fuck himself and remember my fucking.
Wow. Your game sounded like it sucked. My game was awesome.
Oh, no.
I had a good time.
Hopefully my
game.
Game pans out because...
I hope it does because you need that to get
places. I'm hoping that the 2003 Chevy S10 driving simulator works better than the repair simulator.
I think you're going to get a really nice DLC for 2015.
I hope so.
This year. I think they're working on something.
I hope they're working on this one.
It's going to be called Broken Down in the Center Lane on I-17.
Motherfucker.
You just need a software patch, that's all.
That's all. Anyway.
It's going to be screwing up my drive home.
So I had a unique week. So I played one boating mission for Assassin's Creed Rogue. I didn't even make it to the Templar stage, which pissed me off because I really wanted to do. So.
Oh, man, that was a revelation. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Can we ruin it with that? I don't know if we're allowed to. Can we?
No, Assassin's
Creed. I think that came out.
It's the premise of the game.
Assassin's Creed Rogue is that you are no longer.
You're a Templar.
Yeah, you're a Templar.
You start as an assassin, you become disillusioned, join the Templars, and basically hunt down the leaders of the Assassin's Brotherhood.
Yeah,
including Achilles, who is kind of the last remaining assassin at the start.
Talked about that
is
Assassin's
Creed
3. I knew he wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
Now, you saw that coming. Yeah. He actually said that, because I had the privilege of watching Chester play the last mission. It was actually today, because he was trying to get it done before we started recording this episode. Then I went over there after being elbow deep in transmission fluid in this truck simulator game that I was playing. And it was the end of this game was amazing. Like, it was really awesome.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I was really impressed.
What?
I'm trying to look to you for any commentary. Or you're just, like nodded.
Nodded. All right, and that's it for episode.
I think it's the second best Assassin's Creed game.
Do you?
Yeah.
The first one.
You know,
is...
I really liked Shay. You know what? I didn't like being a Templar.
I did.
My heart is with the Assassins.
I always liked the bad guys.
You know, like I watched Ezio grow up. I watched him rebuild the Brotherhood.
Well, no, they were actually saying at the beginning of the game, what if, like, they were saying Ezio had one way of thinking, mm-hmm. and if he wouldn't have destroyed that main guy, that was more in line with the Templars. So that could have been if Ezio did not kill that main guy, which I can't remember his name.
Borgia.
Yeah. No, the Borgia was in the second one. That was...
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the first one.
Yeah, the first one. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Anybody, Corey or Ross, whoever's watching, let us know. But they were saying that guy's view was more in line with the Templars when the Templars weren't in order yet. So if Ezio wouldn't have ruined it, then the Templars and the Assassins would have been simpatico. Like, they would have been the same thing. So... Let's talk a little bit about the story. I've already got a theory. Like, I think this is going to happen. If Ubisoft doesn't...
Well, tell
do
us
this,
about your theory, since we both played it all the way through, and we can kind of...
Well,
see
the theory
where you're
is
at.
Is that they're going to come out with Templar games and Assassin's Creed games.
That would
games.
Be badass. I would play them.
That's awesome.
The way it ended, it kind of led into,
well,
like...
Well, it did, because they could make a whole other game mm-hmm. from the Assassin's side. Same story, but... told from the assassin side of
and you
it.
Want mm-hmm. factions
where you kind of run into Shay along the way.
Mm-hmm. Chester had a really evil idea. Was you only release Assassin's Creed games for the Xbox
and the Templar and the games Templars. For the PS4?
That's the exact.
That is
no. You rolled your eyes. Some guy.
No, I didn't.
There is a Sony marketing guy back there. Who's like, genius.
Yeah.
Somebody get Ubisoft on the phone. They've got the Guinness guys like brilliant.
Dude, that would, I mean, it's a great, like, from a marketing
like,
standpoint.
Talk about having to choose sides.
That would be awesome, but man, that would piss me off because I'm not
suck.
Ready to buy an Xbox One yet. I just
that would.
Well, no, but,
I haven't closed on my mortgage refinance.
No. Here's the thing that I think that they would be really smart to do, almost like they did back with the Command and Conquer. Like Red Alert, you could have the Allied disc or the Soviet mm-hmm. disc. You could play the
or you could play the same timeline, same period.
How awesome would that be?
That'd be kind of cool.
I think the whole thing of telling the same story from two different sides and releasing them simultaneously would be badass.
Well,
I think that's a really good
also
idea.
The end of Assassin's Creed. You because you hadn't played Unity.
I haven't.
You hadn't yet. Chester has been playing some Unity for, like, you know, a few hours.
A couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. And I'm watching him play this game, and he gets to the last memory, and they actually say, this will change you.
Yeah.
And halfway through, he's like, oh, that looks familiar.
Oh, I know this scene. I played this scene in Unity. That little boy is the main character. I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah,
but it ties together, like... Beautifully.
Yeah, it was just bam. And then
when I go play Unity, I'm going to go, oh, god damn it.
What? Because, yeah, awesome. No, and here's what I said, because I think that if you played Unity, and maybe they kind of did it backwards, because I think if you played Unity before you played Rogue.
In fact, I need to replay the beginning of the game to see if Shay Cormac walks through the room.
You've just ruined so many things.
You totally didn't.
It doesn't say what he does. Boy, I was
just
come
on. You haven't even played Unity, so you don't know.
I do know. I wouldn't know if I didn't know. I wouldn't know.
No, but I actually want to go back and look and see, like, if that happens.
I do too.
So
I guarantee. Cool. I guarantee it does. If they're, he's probably walking. I don't know if he's walking by in that Eskimo suit that he had. No, because they wouldn't let you pick the suit. Like you showed up in whatever suit.
Yeah,
you
it was
were
the
in.
It was the Versailles.
Yeah. Oh, no. I guarantee he's there. I guarantee you see him walk by. You're like, motherfucker.
Yep.
So I guess either way, but your gasp, your reveal was just like, oh, my God. And then you put the pieces together and you're like, oh, no. It was just like deep breath on top of deep breath.
Well, I can't beat this game.
But you know what? Seriously, I was like, I don't want to do it. But I really like Shay Cormick, the character. I thought he was kind of grizzled, more grizzled than a lot of the other characters.
He was pretty rogue.
He was
roguish.
He was. But like, I don't know, like Captain Kenway was kind of, he liked how he was having fun.
Yeah, he wasn't like an assassin.
Yeah, he was a pirate. He wanted to just do shit because he wanted to do it.
Right, you start off a full-on assassin, and like you do in the earlier games, but like, you just kind of decide that it ain't for me, bro.
Well, Achilles sends you on a mission, and
it just like,
it was fucked up.
I could see how that would change your whole perspective on it.
Well, no, let's talk about that, because I think that's a big hat to do in this game. Is like, you start off as an assassin in Rogue, and there's a major event to where you come back and you're just like, what the fuck was that? That's where you start to question the Brotherhood and what are their
motives.
Yeah, because there's the motives, but there's the things that go back and forth. You forget there's two factions that are pulling against each other, but they're also pulling against some type of technology that's... What is this technology?
They call them the Precursors. The race that was before humans,
you know, which has been used in Jack and Dexter, and
sure,
they used that same exact concept. Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Well, just you know, the race that was here, it's in all kinds of games, Mass Effect,
Halo,
yeah, it's
Burger Time.
It's a tale as old as time,
a song as old as rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Be our guest.
Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck.
Why do you know so many words?
And we'll provide the rest. Choup de jour, hot hors d'oeuvres.
Is that because your mom got it for you when you turned 16 or something?
That was his favorite Disney movie.
How old were you?
13. I think it was 12.
Well, with all of your friends, when boys realized what gay was and they started teasing each other, your mom got you Beauty and the Beast.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest.
Yeah, seriously, I'll sing that song all day.
I like that version.
He would be the Candlestick.
I would be. I mean,
because that is the gayest character by far.
If it's not Brooke.
If you're putting anything up your butt, it's the Candlestick.
Don't fix it.
I want to be Chip.
And Dale?
Was that the little teacup?
Yeah, I learned that on the trivia game.
I want to be the Wi-Fi-enabled teapot.
So you could be my mom. Yes. You could be Angela Lansbury.
But with Wi-Fi.
Cool.
Can I be Angela Lansbury? Can I be Gaston, please?
Which
can
one's
I?
That Angela, one? Angela Lan?
Lansbury?
Get it?
No, Gaston
local
was
local
like,
area
no,
network? No. Boom!
Oh.
Boom.
No. Gaston was like the macho dude who wanted to bang Belle, but he was just like, you know, he was like almost rapey enough, but he wasn't.
He was pretty rapey.
He was. Our service here is never second best.
I don't know who Gaston is. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You've got a lot to do. Is it one lump or two? Be our guest. Be our guest.
I watched that movie a half of a time. I was like 13 when that came out. I was too old to watch Beauty and the Beast.
And I was 12, 1 year below you.
Hey, you're never too old for any Disney
movie. You're too old for Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, fine.
Maybe the Frog Princess.
Okay, then I will sing another song.
Still haven't seen that one.
From another movie that I had at that same time. I only had two VHSs. Ready?
Is it the theme from RoboCop? I hope it's the theme from RoboCop.
Hidden in the wind. I can't even. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, it's the song from.
Tell me, would you ever be? Really?
No,
that's the. It's the song from Robin Hood.
No, it wasn't
really
that.
Ever love
that's the song from Robin Hood.
Yeah. Oh, the no,
the Brian Adams.
I didn't. Yeah.
You love a woman. It is me down there now.
Let's make it over. Oh, that's
over love.
That was
also Brian Adams and Sting.
The one other one.
No, it was just Brian Adams.
No,
Sting.
No, there was three of them.
I have it on my iPod.
You have to have a three musketeers, dude. There was Brian Adams, Sting, and the guy who had a that horrible
cerebral palsy,
Chris O'Donnell.
No, he was the guy who had the scratchy voice, like
Ozzy Osbourne.
No, shit, I'll find this shit,
dude. What the he's
Lars Ulrich.
Yes, Lars Ulrich. It was Brian Adams, Sting, and Lars Ulrich.
Okay.
And that's why the drums were so bad in that song.
It is
donk 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 donk.
Rod Stewart.
Shut up. He was in that?
Rod. Yeah, of course. It's the Three Musketeers song. You had three.
Even though there was a fourth Musketeer in there. But
so who was D'Artagnan?
Neither here nor there.
Dude, D'Artagnan isn't there. Bass, I mean, Sting has a bass guitar.
Okay.
Anyway. Were we talking about Disney songs?
I have no idea.
I don't know how we got up on that
episode.
Oh, no. I wanted to sing a Top Gun song because that's the only other VHS tape that I have.
Well, have at it, brother. You never close your eyes.
Okay.
When we kiss. And no tender like before.
And you sound just like both of the Righteous Brothers, or all three of them, or however many
while they harmonize.
However many Righteous Brothers there are, you sound like all of them.
You should,
but baby,
bring back that love. Right, anyway, so
can I be Carrie Elwes?
Yes, you can.
Did you forget that Cary Elwes is in Top Gun for a second?
Oh, no. Which one's Cary Elwes?
He's the blonde one. No. He's in, sorry. He's not in Top Gun. He's in the other one, Hot Shots, which is way better than Top Gun. Yeah. He's the asshole character in Hot Shots. He's like the Iceman of Hot Shots.
I know. I got that. He was.
But can I still be Cary Elwes?
You can be Cary Elwes, except nothing like them. You can be Andre the Giant playing Cary Elwes in Top Gun as anyway, what the fuck just happened there?
I don't know.
Princess Bride.
I suddenly want All for One and One for Love loaded up on this board so bad.
Classic. Oh,
that is a great movie, though. Have you seen that recently?
What?
Three Musketeers?
The one from the 90s?
Yeah, with Chris O'Donnell as D'Artagnan.
I watched it when it came out.
Yeah, have you not seen it recently?
No.
Now, we're having a party. You're going to come over. We're going to need some popcorn. Maybe some caramel corn.
What?
Do we need to watch this movie? Are you kidding me?
Wait, what movie are we talking about?
We're gonna watch the Three Musketeers from
the Hot Shots.
No, Three Musketeers.
It does have Keith or Sutherland.
I got both
Keith
or
Keither.
Keith or Sutherland.
I almost said Keith or Sutherland for some
Kiefer,
reason. So I just kind of mixed them up.
With an F.
It's Kiefer. That used to be. I used to have this pot grinder.
Yeah,
and it had a little they call it a pollen catcher, but it's got a screen at the bottom that catches all the keef. And I named it Kiefer. It was good. Kiefer Sutherland. This is happening. Dirk's making this happen. Anyway.
Can I quit? I quit this every week, but I mean it this week.
So, one of my favorite things that Ubisoft has done...
is not use this song ever in anything?
They made it All for One and One for Love.
I mean, this game is basically, it's just like, it's what the DLC should have been for Black Flag. It's the same engine, same mechanics, same everything.
Same
but
premise. On
new
a
maps, all new maps, all new areas that you travel to, new missions, obviously.
Well, you added some characters. They added some ice climbing in there.
But Adewale, who was the black first mate of Captain Kenway in Black Flag.
African-American, please.
He is, you know, the main character in the Underwater Railroad DLC, also known as Freedom Cry, I think. He's in this. He's one of the assassins that,
He's old, too.
He's old, yeah. And they kind of speak of him like, oh, he was a slave who freed himself and then freed hundreds of other slaves. Like, it's like, all right, respect, dude, you know.
Respect.
Respect.
Yeah.
Now I have to hunt him down because he's my enemy.
And murder him
along with all of the other assassins.
Well, you know what I was most upset about is because they had the flashback scene at the end of the game and I'm like, oh, the chick is hot. Oh, you fucking stabbed her? What?
Yeah, I was hoping she'd be like, oh, we're actually on the same side.
Chester's like, I need one more for my virtual harem.
Let's do it.
We're trying to make a double shot here. So, okay, what sets this apart from, like, you know,
Black Flag?
Well, they give you a grenade launcher, which was pretty badass.
That was pretty badass. It was like the grenade launcher you put on the end of your AK.
yeah. or an AR-15.
Yeah.
So it just kind of goes on the end of your gun.
Because you've got, like, the air rifle that shoots the darts.
Okay.
Silently. But well, then he attaches, like, a fucking mortar launcher.
Maybe that was the wrong question to ask. Because Black Flag, I didn't like when I played Black Flag. I didn't play it all the way through. I didn't like how easy it was for him to become an assassin. It was just like, oh, I stumbled into this and killed an assassin. Which is, that should be really hard to do because assassins are supposed to be badass.
Because they should be like, you are not an assassin. Well, I know
I
most
know
of the assassins
he was
around
ever
here.
Never really an assassin because he never gave a shit about the crew. When they were like, everything is permitted, he's like, all right, done, I'm in. He didn't even like listen to the rest of the creed. He's like, oh, okay, everything's permitted. Yeah, let's
yeah,
do this.
Yeah, I just think
I'm
he
in.
Like
I'm
really liked the costume and the wrist blades.
The wrist blades, and he was already used to climbing everything because he's climbing the riggings of a pirate ship.
Well, okay, well then, as two guys who like you know are real big fans of the Assassin's Creed series, why was this game like? Why was being a Templar good for you? Like, why didn't it piss you off? Or like, why? What is the draw for you in this?
For me, I think the draw was that it fits so nicely into the timeline that's already been established. Like, I wondered, why is Achilles the only assassin in America? Like, why are there no other assassins?
Why is he?
Now I know the backstory. Yeah.
Why is he the Obi-Wan
yeah.
of the assassins?
So that establishes that. Then I love the boats, the naval battles from 3 and 4.
Well, not even the naval battles. Like, even being like, you were dropped into you're a fucking a Templar. Like for me, this is still hard to do. Like, and
I kind of feel like you're talking about like story wise or like canon or whatever. Like, what? It's nice to see it from the other side. Like the assassins are all about like free human knowledge, and everyone should be free to do whatever they want. And the Templars are all like about suppression and like, you know, this is the way it is and this is the way I'm going to do it. It's my way or the highway.
They both want peace, but they
want
it
their own way. Well, when they send you on a mission to do something and that terrible fucking thing happens, they don't stop. The assassins still want to keep going on to the next one.
Well,
and it's going to happen again. And he's like, no, fuck that.
Shay comes back and he's like, you fucked up. That was stupid. We can't do this again. And they're like, well, you know what?
Yeah,
you're just a kid.
Maybe
just
one more time.
Well, no, because that, okay, so.
And, the Templars know that it happened, and they're like, we can't let this happen again.
Well, no, from watching the end of the game, and I've been on both sides. I haven't played as many games as you have, but I still can't get on board with them just saying, so if we jumped into a Templar game, and what they said was like, oh, no, we're just trying to contain it, it's not a weapon. Then, I mean, that just dissolves all the assassin shit. And the assassins are just assholes all around.
It depends on what side of the
But there are so many other artifacts, like the Apple of Eden from the Ezio trilogy.
No.
There's different types of artifacts
that have different
powers.
No, check this out. I'm going to call a prediction right now, which would be cool. They have to work together because they have different sides to it. They know about different artifacts doing different things. They have to join forces.
Oh, yeah?
Why not? Why wouldn't that happen?
What would it be called? Assassin's Creed?
It would be called...
Unity?
Let me see. Oh, really? Is that what happens?
No, I haven't finished the game yet.
So it would be like Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up to fight the android.
Well, no, because
exactly.
No,
like
because if you think about it, like they're both
or Spider-Man and Venom teaming up to fight
Carnage.
Yeah, no, if they've been coming this whole time and we've only been seeing one half of what the artifacts are, like before when we pick up like the pieces of Eden. If there's more of the artifacts from the precursors out there, like the Templars are picking up, so there's things that the assassins are getting, things that the Templars are getting, and they're realizing that they can't coexist without the other faction.
They'll just try to take it from each other. There won't be a
They're always trying to take the artifacts from each other.
Because there won't be like, they have this and we have this. Well, let's go talk to each other and see how it works.
There's two artifacts that you collect at the very beginning. One is like a map, or it's a box that shows a map, but you need a different artifact in order to unlock it. So they get that, and that map is what shows them where these other artifacts are. So there's all kinds of artifacts out there.
Because all they did, yeah, they just killed a bunch of people.
Like the crystal skull.
Where do the pieces of Eden fit into these games at any point?
I don't think there
are
pieces of Eden in this one. There's just different artifacts.
Well, no, they haven't, because like the pieces of Eden like play into the future.
Unless those really are pieces of Eden. Unless pieces of Eden are just the artifacts.
Well, I'm not sure. Because I think the pieces of Eden might have been... leading up to the destruction of the planet in 2012, which we all remember that, how that happened.
I'm not even here right now.
Yeah. That was tragic.
I don't have my job. It was.
Well, Desmond gave his life to save us all from
Thank
the soul,
you, Desmond
from
Miles.
The sun.
And I appreciate it.
He saved us from the sun.
God, you seeing the return to innocence?
Yes, his I only am. Son.
That's weird. That's really weird.
The return to innocence.
Oh,
oh. I thought it'd be fitting. He's talking about the guy giving his life. I'm like,
But anyway,
you want me to? I can do.
I honestly
else.
Don't know what the difference between the pieces of Eden and the artifacts are, if there is a difference.
Why do the artifacts, like when removed from their pedestals, cause like undue chaos?
I don't know. They basically the artifacts that they're finding that cause the chaos, they say, oh, they're not supposed to be weapons. They're used to hold the earth together.
So maybe it's, yeah, maybe it is a, this huge cave is around it. Maybe it's emitting energy. Once you move it, the boulder falls out and Indiana Jones has to run out of the cave.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the dun-dun-dun-dun.
So maybe, you know, something like that, where it's, that's the whole thing under it, where if you move it, everything collapses. There's no more power underneath holding it up. And I mean, it's literally holding up the earth.
I really just want the guys from Ubisoft just to come together and like just give me the story. And like,
that's not how you sell video games.
Nope.
Keep it vague, bro. Keep it real vague.
And that's why I stopped playing these games after the Ezio trilogy, because...
That's not why.
No.
That's not why.
They did me dirty. No, because if I like a game, I'll play it. Like, you know that I will. You know that I will with you. If I really, really enjoy a game, I will sit down, devote time, and they lost me at this whole... when they stabbed Lucy. Is that her name?
She was a Templar.
No, she wasn't. Was she?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Well, apparently you're a Templar now.
That bitch was a spy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was on the right side, because now they have a giant Abstergo entertainment hub.
That's right.
They're making video games. They've got Black Flag out there. Mm-hmm. I, from all the magazines that I've seen on the tables, they've got Far Cry 3 out, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, the shameless whoring in that game, boo.
There was a bunch of books. You don't like the shameless whoring for their own properties?
Yeah, why not? At least they're not advertising for somebody
else. They should have put like a
at least they're not
just dance
product
in there.
Placing other people's shit for money. They're product placing their own shit.
Product placement, Taco Bell.
Just like in every LucasArts game, there's about 20 Star Wars references. It's just product placing their own shit. Why not?
No, you don't need to do that. I will say that they may have dropped in a couple of Assassin's Creeds that aren't out or are kind of teasers.
Mm-hmm.
Like in their library, if you walk around and then see the library in the Abstergo, mm-hmm. The hub or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw them. There's like Assassin's Creed, like
Forgotten or something or like that, which it might be a book.
It should just be Assassin's Creed acronym. I mean, that's where we're at.
Assassin's
right now.
Creed, vague word.
Yeah, there we go. No, it would be Assassin's Creed adjective, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed adjective, not acronym. Because mm-hmm. it would be Assassin's Creed like running or jumping, Assassin's Creed,
backflip,
throwing a ball.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you thinking can you backflip in Unity?
Maybe
in the next one. God, you could backflip in fucking Ocarina of Time.
Oh,
well,
get on the fucking ball, Ubisoft.
Right.
Anyway, so Assassin's Creed Rogue is out for the 360 and
well,
the PS3.
There's one great thing that I wanted to mention earlier was the Uplay.
Oh yeah, that was good about that.
That ties. Like,
boo.
If you have a Uplay account, and I created one back in when I played Assassin's Creed 2, anytime, like, certain achievements give you Uplay points that you can then use to unlock special items in the games.
Yeah.
So I had a whole bunch of Uplay points banked from playing previous games, so when I fired up Rogue, I was like, oh, I can unlock better weapons right off the bat, because I have these Uplay points banked. I like that. And the AC Initiates... basically.
Is that the one you were playing on your phone?
No, that's just the Unity companion app.
Okay.
But AC Initiates is like you. It tracks the games you've played and the progress you've played and gives you experience points. So I'm like AC Initiates level 13, which in future games unlocks different items for you in each game if you have a higher level.
Is it retroactive? Could I sign up for it now? Because I played a shitload of Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if you sign up for it, fire up that game, it'll sync your progress in that game into your account.
Like all the other games, like with all my progress and achievements and all that stuff.
Well, AC Initiates is actually down for maintenance for the past 2-3 weeks.
Maintenance. Goddamn.
So ever since that last patch came out, it's been down.
But, goddamn lizard people.
Right?
Crap.
Screwed it up for everybody.
Fucking lizards.
Goddamn lizards.
So anyways, yeah, Rogue is out for 360 and PS3 right now. It's coming out for Windows in a couple of months. They say early 2015.
Well,
this is early 2015.
Oh my god! By the way, Happy New Year! This is our first Happy New Year episode.
Last week was.
Damn it!
Second episode of the new year.
I'm drunk.
Well, you deserve it, buddy. Anyway, who am I playing footsies with?
That's me.
Cool.
I don't really know. Like, I as much as I want to play this game, I've got that truck simulator that's still out there.
Well, yeah, and now we have more games that we have to play for our next episode.
And it's probably going to fall.
It's getting harder and harder for me to get all the way through games like I used to.
I think this is probably going to be the first game that I 100%.
Yeah?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I am enjoying it immensely.
Good.
Like, even like I've done what's down at the bottom, River Valley? Is that the first place?
River City.
River City Ransom. Yeah, and then Ransom. There's New York, and then New York, and then the top is the North Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
I've already done everything in River Valley, I think it is.
Wait, I thought you said you're going to 100% Black Flag.
Yeah, well, except for the swimming. I did everything except for the swimming.
There's no swimming.
In this one, so all I got to do is do everything. I've already done all of the towers. Those are all done, and I've gotten half of the, where it turns blue, you've done everything.
Yeah.
I've done half of those up in North Atlanta. Yeah. So we'll start with you.
Final thoughts about this game.
This is my second favorite Assassin's Creed game. The only reason that Brotherhood wins is because I really liked having the Brotherhood. I liked being like pimp ass. Like I just hide in some hay and go, and they would just jump down and kill somebody for me.
Yep.
That was badass.
Or the rain of arrows.
Yeah. If they would have had something like that, fuck, dude, this would have been awesome. This would have been the best Assassin's Creed
game. I think that's why they cleaved it. Like, they set it apart. You cannot have the same assassins in the same time.
That's another feature of the game, the assassins trying to kill you all the time.
Right.
You'll be walking along, and all of a sudden you hear these whispering sounds. And an assassin jumps out of a hay bale and tries to kill you.
What? That happens?
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, you can use your eagle vision. You can see him hiding in a bush or like on top of a building watching you or like in a bale of hay.
Or hiding on a bench.
And you can catch him first. Like you can like shoot out like firecrackers.
To flush them out and
kill them. They'll jump out and then you can kill them.
Or you can wait for them to attack you and just counter and then kill them.
Or if they're like in a bush, you can get on a tree above them and jump down on them and kill them.
The assassins are constantly trying to kill you.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, it's pretty badass. It's
a great feature.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow. What else was new? You said the grenades were new.
Grenades. The assassin's trying to kill you.
A lot of the boats. There was a lot of boat stuff that was new. The boats will ram you and board you instead of having to board them.
Instead, yeah.
In Russia,
boats board you.
Yes, enemies board you.
That was really awesome. And then the even the mini game, your fleet was a lot easier to use and a lot more engaging. I used it a lot. I'm actually halfway done with all of the with all of the fleet missions, too.
9 out of 33 or
something. So this is like a standalone at the end. Like, they are making, while they are the same Assassin's games, they're making standalone trilogies. Like, they're making standalone entities. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. What's your final thought?
I liked it. I don't necessarily like being a Templar, like I said. I'm an Assassin.
You have a fundamental, right. You're just against it.
But, I mean, kind of at the end, like, Shay kind of, he, like, rewrites the Templar code. Like, he's like, this is my new creed.
You know? He does at the very end, yeah.
So I liked it. I thought the character had a lot of depth. And the game, obviously, Black Flag, I fucking loved. So this was great to get to keep playing it more.
And my final thoughts are, I haven't played it. I really, really want to play it after watching you play it and hear you talking about it. I'm hoping that Ubisoft takes it in two separate... I hope this is the pitchfork. or the Y in the road, mm-hmm. and they make something happen with this.
In Russia, road forks
Road forks you.
Wait, hold on. Before we end, really quick. Did you ever firebomb people with berserk grenades?
Yes.
Just instant just make Vikings. All of them fucking crazy. It's awesome.
Did you get the achievement?
Which one?
Instant Viking.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
When you do that? I think
if you hit five people with berserk grenade and they all just fall on each other, it's awesome.
I've done different groups with different grenades.
Yeah.
And make them all crazy. I haven't done a bunch of ones. Funny. It's hilarious. It was awesome.
No, I saw him do berserk darts. They were fun. Yeah. The guy's swinging. Yeah. He's like, check this out. He's like,
my favorite's to hit a sniper with a berserk dart, and then he just starts picking off other dudes.
They
can
usually get two or three guys before they get shanked.
Yeah.
Badass.
Nice.
Yeah. They're really helpful.
So you guys, okay, this is another game that I really want to be a part of this conversation, but you guys love it so much. I'm just like sitting back, just like, go ahead, talk. Keep talking. Anyway,
it was awesome.
We are on
the internet,
Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes,
Instabook,
SoundCloud.
iTunes. If you're a fan, go to iTunes and give us some higher ratings so that our show will be suggested to other people who don't know about us. You know, try to help us spread the word by liking us.
If you're on Podcast Addict, I don't know if you can go over to iTunes. Maybe you can go on.
You can just go to the iTunes website and I think iTunes.
Come over to the website. Talk to us.
Oh yeah, just head
on. Go to our website. Leave comments. We try to comment back. You know, have conversations. And
leave me links to your selfies because I don't know how to use Facebook.
And we are casualcowards.com.
Casualcowards.com.
Steer clear of Ryan. We also have a Twitter
selfies.
We have a Twitch page that we aren't really using that often.
Yeah, we use.
I want to get a webcam for home that I can so. Because I think that people are more interested in watching.
I'm going to take the capture card home.
Yeah?
Nobody wants to see Chester.
Nobody wants to see Chester.
True.
That way we can watch Dirk work.
That's why I keep my back to the camera.
That's awkward. Anyway, just go to casualcowards.com. You'll get everything you could possibly need.
Mm-hmm.
Any closing thoughts? Anything else?
I got to pee.
Yar.
I'm a jerk potato.
Do you guys want to call the episode?
Oh, Seamus O'Marley is back.
I thought that was the end of the episode.
No, it wasn't.
Well, thank you for listening to episode 41. I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
And I am Dirk. Char da har da har.
Smoke some corned beef hash.
In the night, been dark and very cold, a woman took pity on a poor old soul. She took pity on a poor old soul and asked him to come in. I stumbled at 2 a.m. all drunk and full of smoke. My wife said I have had enough.
I had a roommate who wrote a poem about me. It was called Chester's Drinking Again. Once there was no man who snuck out on some sheep, and then he gouged the cyclops' eyes out, and went.
What?
He finally told him, the cyclops lobbed a rock at his boat. Is this the Odyssey?
Someone made a song out of that, or what?
No, that was just me singing.
There's a theory that Luke Skywalker was meant to be bait, not meant to be a Jedi.
So he was Darth Vader?
That. Nice. Nice. Well done. Well done. And then he said, I watched a couple while working on other stuff. I forgive your co-hosts for being such jerks. We're all jerks.
Good things from the garden.
Garden.
Garden in the valley.
Valley.
Valley of the jolly green giant.
Giant.
Way up she rises. Way up she rises. Way up she rises early in the morning. What will you do with a drunken sailor?
What will you do with a drunken sailor?
What will you do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning.